Welcome to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Get ready to hear God, encounter the supernatural, and discover your destiny. Doug is a prophetic speaker, author, and coach whose message of love, hope, and having fun reaches people around the world. Connect with him online at DougAddison.com.
Hey friends, Doug Addison here. Welcome to a weekly edition of Spirit Connection. I normally do a prophetic word the first Wednesday of every month, but I am now going to be releasing out messages, maybe not every week, but on a regular basis that back up some of the things that God's saying right now, plus to give you some insight into what God is doing. I want to help you prepare for the season that we're in right now. The season we're stepping into is basically God is releasing revelation about your destiny, what it is that you're called to do. Now, this is kind of multi-layered and it's not easy to explain necessarily. But what I want to say this is that you have an ultimate destiny. It's a in the Bible, it's called your book of life. In Psalm 139:16, it says that your eyes saw my unformed body, and all the days of my life were ordained for me before one of them took place. So that really shows us that there is a book of life. Now, some people use that to say that it's predestination, but that's not what we're talking about here. God still gives you a choice, and maybe you feel like you've messed up at some time, and there's always another chance, and there's always something new that's going to come to you. Just simply ask the Lord. And we're in a time right now that the Lord is opening the books of heaven over you. And so these books, you know, from the Jewish history that we can find, that it's during this time, it's called the Days of Awe, it's Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. It varies each year, but this year it starts at the end of September 2019, goes through October, and it's not like, don't get legalistic of me here, but it's not like this is the only time to hear God, but it is a time that God is speaking about what it is He's calling you to. I used to not understand this, and then the Lord told me to go back and look at my journal, because I journal every day, and to look at my journal and see, and sure enough, during these times, I didn't even know it, that the Days of Awe, during this time between the Jewish New Year and Yom Kippur, God really was speaking to me. Now, it might not have been on those exact days, but it's a season. So what I want to do is prepare you for the season that we're entering into right now. The Lord is opening the books of heaven over you, not physical books. He's given us understanding into the reason that you were created, the reason that you came to earth. The books of heaven are now being opened, and your life purpose is going to be revealed to you. You know, we all have a call from God. Let me just break it down a little bit. Jeremiah 29:11 is the call that we all have. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you, to not harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future. So think about this. You know, some people, you know, maybe pray that a lot, but I tell you, this is exactly what it is God wants for you. He wants to prosper you. Now, there's been some prosperity messages out there, and some people, like, they run away from it. But, you know, God wants to prosper you. What you need to do is take care of those things that are negative, like the negative things from your own soul, any love of money, any idolatry, and take care of all that stuff. Then God can actually give you true prosperity. And for me, prosperity is having the freedom, financially and time, to do what God calls me to do when He calls me to do it. And that may vary from season to season. And my focus is not on stuff, on houses. In fact, my wife and I have given it all into the kingdom. And we live pretty humbly. But what I want to say to you is God wants to bring Jeremiah 29:11, prosperity, whatever that might be to you, but blessing, basically thinking of it as financial blessing. But you know what? Many people live in the opposite of this. They live in poverty and debt. God wants to not harm you, according to Jeremiah 29:11. And so not harming means that you basically, the opposite is to live in a time of fear. Fear of harm, fear of cancer, fear of terrorism, fear. It's all over the place right now. Next thing that's mentioned in Jeremiah 29:11 is hope. He wants to give you a hope. You know, many people are hopeless. There's a hopelessness going on out there right now. And, you know, depression, hopelessness at whatever level. The last thing he wants to do is give you a future. You know, the opposite of that is having no idea what your future might be. So what I want to say, what my message here is to take a look at Jeremiah 29:11, print it out, and put it on your refrigerator. Do that opposite test. Are you in poverty and debt? Are you living in fear as over no harm and trusting the Lord? Are you in some hopelessness? Maybe you don't know what your future is. Well, I just want to break that off in this session. We're going to walk through understanding the season that God has you in right now. Now, your life calling is like a connect the dots drawing. Each dot is an experience. It's a season. It's a job. It's a lesson. Something like that. It doesn't become clear until a little bit later on, or you get the perspective of God and it becomes clearer. The greater understanding that you have about this revelation, God will sometimes accelerate things to you, and other times He'll slow it down. It's called maturity. He will bring you into times of testing and the times of blessing, but don't worry. God has your back. He wants you. He has you covered. I tell you, there's times that He just wants to accelerate and bless you, and other times that we're in right now. We've been in a time right now where it seems like it's been harder to get into God's will. That's because we're about to get a huge breakthrough. Now, I want to talk about finding God's will. Romans 12:2, do not conform to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Then you'll be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. The Apostle Paul says this. This is how you find God's will. Is first of all, the patterns of this world, I already mentioned some of them, fear, revenge, pride, rejection, slander, anger, hatred, violence, addiction, coldness, hate. You getting it? The pattern of this world is pretty much opposite of what the Apostle Paul was saying. We need to then transform the opposite of what we see in the world today. We need to get the mind of Christ. We need to develop a godly character. I call it Colossians 3. If you don't know where to start, look up Colossians 3, and you need to renew this area of your life. And don't just look at the things, you know, the negative things that he mentions there. Focus on the positive things in Colossians 3, and it will transform your life. Step away from those negative things, but you need to get filled with the light of the Lord. Get filled every day with what it is that God has for you. And I'm not going to go through Colossians 3 right now because you might have a Bible. I hope you do. Or you can Google it. And you could go through and pray over the things that might be negative that you need to step away from, but focus on the things that are positive that Paul says that you'll need to do on a regular basis. So one of them is a foundation of love. Loving people was mentioned more by Jesus than anything else. You know, life is not about what we accomplish. It's not about, you know, what we do, but it's who we are or who we become in the process. We need to learn to enjoy each day, even though we haven't fully stepped in yet. And that's hard for prophetic people. You know, if you hear God, it's hard because you're always living in the future. Maybe you need to tap into this thing here. Let's write this down. John 10:10. Jesus talks about having life. He came to give life and life to the fullest. Now that word life is zoe, which means an extravagant life of fun and prosperity. You know, don't get me wrong on the prosperity, but it's fun, it's blessing. It really is stepping into something that God has for you. And now, I know that there's just so much baggage around this whole thing about God blessing you, but I really believe God wants to bless you. I'm not going to do an offering at the end of this message, but honestly, you can change your life right now by aligning with God's thinking for you. He wants aligning with Jeremiah 29:11. aligning with the good things of Colossians 3 and stepping away from the pattern of the world, God has a big picture for you. And, you know, when he looks at your life right now, he's looking right at you. He can see. He can see your past. He can see your present. He sees your future all at the same time, and yet he still loves you. And he knows what happened to you and why those things happened and what happened to that person. He knows who you're going to become in his strength, his love, and his power. So important is to get a picture of how God sees you right now. When you can do that, or get a picture of how God sees other people if you're struggling with that, is God sees you as who you're becoming. The key is to begin to step into that full potential of God. See yourself as God sees you. See other people this way. Get a picture by faith of who you are becoming in God, and then you'll begin to live that new mindset. It took me a very long time, believe me. I had low self-esteem. I remember I did my first stand-up comedy, professional stand-up comedy show in 2006, and I really had never done it. I was a headliner. I had done comedy here and there, but I never did a show with some professionals. I thought I bombed, but you know what? That's because my thinking was still old. I had low self-esteem. Even the professional comedians who were there with me said, "You got to be kidding. You're amazing." Now, I'm not being prideful here, but see, my mind was in the old, and I had to then get into the new. And the way you do that, you can do things. The reason I mentioned the stand-up comedy is because one of my clues that I needed to find is what it is, like back in when I was developing my speaking style, my ministry, I was doing these different types of things. I actually really had a hard time with reading. I was lexdexic. I mean, I was dyslexic. I'm getting healed now. But I was having a hard time with reading. I didn't like to read. I had a hard time with public speaking. Here, God was calling me to this ministry. And so I specialized in stand-up comedy because it wrapped things up. If I could say something, even something that was new and controversial, you wouldn't even feel the scalpel go in if you're laughing. So I began to do this. Psalm 37:4, delight yourself in the Lord, and he will give you the desires of your heart. Commit your way to him, trust him, and he will bring these things to pass. Now, here's what I want you to do. Think about it. God wants you to, he actually wants to give you the desires of your heart. Now, not everything that you desire is in line with God's will, but the closer you get to his heart in relationship, you develop a powerful, you know, personal relationship with the Lord through love and other people, you will then understand God's heart, and then you'll understand the clues that he's leaving you. Right now, he's always leaving you clues. If you haven't done this yet, make a Psalm 37:4 list. You know, it says delight yourself in your heart. What are some things that you'd want to do? You know, and again, these things are not, you're not going to do them all, but at least will get you moving towards those things in which God has for you. Now, for me, I wanted to do things like this. So I took some classes, the stand-up comedy college courses, and I did some different things to help me to move towards what I felt God calling me to do. He was aligning me with my heavenly calling. So here's a couple of verses here that I want to help you right now that's going to align you with heaven. Now, this is important because Jesus said, on earth as it is in heaven, in the Lord's Prayer, we want to actually align with heaven. And when we do that, it will bring the things of heaven into our life. So what you do on a regular basis is what matters. Galatians 6:7, whatever one sows, you shall reap. So if you start, you know, sowing negativity, maybe you heard my story so many times I say this. I was complaining and grumbling and I was reaping bad days. And the Lord told me that if I would start to sow the opposite, now this is not talking about necessarily sin. I'm just talking about, you know, it applies to that too. But what you sow, you shall reap. If you're grumbling, complaining, getting angry, you're going to reap a closed heaven. Now, how to align with heaven? It matters how you think. Proverbs 23:7 says, as a person thinks, so is he. So you want to get, remember, transform your mind. It matters what you do, how you think, and also what you believe. Mark 11:24, Jesus said, whatever you ask in prayer, believe, and you will receive it, and it will be yours. Now, this is interesting. Sometimes people say, well, I prayed that and it didn't happen. Well, you know, that's a complicated thing, talking about God's will. But how you believe, according to this, can affect your prayers and the answers to prayers. So what you do, how you think, what you believe, and then the last thing is to take action in some way. You know, faith by itself, James 2:17 says, faith by itself is dead without action. So the thing that you need to do, if you want to align with the Lord for this season, is take these things, listen to this again, take these things into consideration, and I want you to think about what it is that you feel called to do. If you don't know, then make the list, pray about it, talk to other people, ask the Lord. Also, is there something that over this next year that you feel that God's calling you to do specifically? Maybe it's a seasonal thing as opposed to a big, giant thing. And also, transform your mind. Now, everything that I'm talking about, I lay it on a foundation. And I lay that on a foundation of love. Jesus said, more than anything else is love God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Life is not about accomplishments. It's about who you become. It's about love. It's about connecting with God in a relationship with Him. That's the foundation that I lay my entire life on. And my entire ministry is laid on the foundation of knowing God better. And that's in Ephesians 1:17. I ask that the Lord God, I might quote it wrong here, sorry if I did this, but I'm asking that the Lord your God would give you wisdom and revelation so that you may know Him better. The reason that we operate in the prophetic and the reason that we need to hear God, the reason for all of this is to know Him better through a relationship. And so that comes by establishing a foundation of love, doing things daily, cultivating the spiritual atmosphere, tracking how God speaks, activating it in your life, learning to discern His voice. It is possible that you can do these things. And as you do them over and over, God will align you on earth as it is in heaven. All right, let me just pray and activate this word over you. And I believe God's going to do something right now. Lord, I ask you to speak to each person. Each person is in a different place, and each person is greatly loved by you. So I ask right now that you would speak in some way. Maybe a dream or a song would come on, a dream at night and a song on the radio, or maybe a Bible verse is going to open up, or maybe you're going to hear the Holy Spirit. But right now, this is the season to tap into this. I ask, Lord, that you would activate these things, that the book of life would open over each person, that you would give us the desires of our heart, but better yet, would you align our heart with you into love, into not judging, into the character that is mentioned throughout the Bible. And I just pray that that would happen over each person listening to my voice right now. I ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. Wow, I'm so excited, and we're going to see some things happen over the next few weeks and months. As you do this, you might want to listen to this again and go through these exercises because God is doing something new right now. See you soon.
Thanks for listening to Spirit Connection with Doug Addison. Connect with him online at dougaddison.com.